In the book of Nehemiah, we see Jerusalem being fortified with broad walls, and they fortified Jerusalem unto the broad wall, Nehemiah chapter 3 verse 8. These walls were not just physical structures, they represented strength, security, and a clear separation from outside dangers. Charles Spurgeon draws on this image to remind us that, as believers, we are part of a spiritual city, the New Jerusalem, that needs its own broad wall of protection. But instead of bricks and mortar, our walls are built from nonconformity to the world around us, all resting on the firm foundation of divine love and humility. The challenge of standing apart, maintaining that separation from secular influences, can feel like an uphill battle in today's world. The lines between what's sacred and what's secular have become increasingly blurred. Practices and values that once were clearly distinct for Christians are now often seen as normal or even desirable. Whether it's the entertainment we consume, the conversations we engage in, or the lifestyles we emulate, the world's influence is pervasive, and it's easy to start blending in. Yet, this blending in is not without consequence. When we start to look and act just like everyone else, we lose the distinctiveness that God has called us to. Spurgeon warns that if the church becomes too much like the world, it loses its power and purpose. It's like tearing down the protective walls that were meant to keep us safe and set apart for God's purposes. Building the wall of nonconformity on the foundation of love and humility. So, how do we build and maintain these spiritual walls? It starts with a conscious decision to live differently, to align our lives with God's standards, even when they go against the grain of society. But this commitment must be rooted in something deeper than just a sense of duty. It must be grounded in divine love and humility. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Love is the foundation of our faith, the very reason we seek to follow God's commandments and resist the pull of worldly desires. But true love is impossible without humility. Humility reminds us that we are not building these walls out of a sense of superiority or self-righteousness, but out of a deep love for God and a desire to honor Him with our lives. It's about recognizing our need for God's grace every day and being willing to submit our lives fully to His will. These walls of nonconformity, built on the foundation of love and humility, are not restrictive but freeing. When we choose to live by God's commandments and resist the pull of worldly desires, we find that we are not confined, but actually living in greater freedom. Like those who stood on Jerusalem's walls and could see far beyond the city, when we stand firm in our faith, we gain a clearer perspective on life. We see beyond the temporary pleasures of this world and focus on the eternal joy that awaits us. A personal commitment, living this way isn't always easy. It requires daily humility to keep our hearts, minds, and actions aligned with God's will. But it's worth it. Maintaining this separation from the world helps us stay true to who we are as God's people. It keeps our witness strong and our lives in step with His purpose for us. In a world that constantly pressures us to conform, let's commit to building these walls in our own lives, not walls that shut people out, but walls that protect our hearts and minds from the influence of a world that's often at odds with God's ways. And let's remember that all of this is grounded in love, the love that God has for us and the love we are called to show to others. But to truly love, we must be humble, recognizing that without God, we can do nothing. By doing this, we're not just preserving our faith, we're living in the freedom and joy that comes from walking closely with God, rooted in His love and strengthened by humility. Let's stand firm in our faith, keeping our spiritual walls strong, our hearts humble, and our focus on the Lord. It's in this place of separation and love that we truly find the freedom to live the life God has called us to. Personal prayer of loving obedience. Heavenly Father, I come before You with a heart full of love and gratitude for Your unending grace and mercy. I ask for Your strength and guidance to build strong spiritual walls in my life, rooted in Your love and grounded in humility. Help me to stand firm in my faith, resisting the pull of worldly influences, and to walk in obedience to Your commandments. May my life be a reflection of Your love, drawing others to You, and may my heart remain humble, always aware of my need for Your grace. Lead me, Lord, in the path of righteousness, that I may honor You in all I do. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Reference: Charles Spurgeon, Morning and Evening. Further reading: Christian Love.